it's not a. No, it's not as glamorous to my taste, to my ear, as filbert.
The filbert is one strong nut.
You bet it is.
You don't want a fancy nut.
Oh, come on. You're talking about like a pistachio?
That
please.
Color.
Oh, it's so off-putting.
Ugh.
Never, never, never.
You want a nice, solid nut.
Classic.
A nice, round, classically shaped nut. That's and I wish our listeners could see that I'm making, you know.
Like you're holding in your hands
a nice,
a very
round,
large, round nut.
Nut.
That's the kind of nut we like. It's what we like.
What about a walnut? Oh,
I think you know that I will always say no thank you.
Too wrinkly?
Very lifelike.
Oh my God.
No, thank
you.
And listen.
Huh?
I want to tell you this and I'm going to be honest. Can I be honest?
All right.
The almonds, I like an almond. Mm. It's not bad at all.
I love the Almond Brothers.
Oh, they were the best.
May
they
rest in peace. God, and you know who's a nut? Them.
Who's a nut?
You are a nut,
my
God,
sister.
God, I love this girl.
God, I'm the luckiest. The luckiest.
I'm the luckiest.
Tell him about Papa.
Nut.
Tell him about
our
father.
Our father, Phil Filson. God rest his soul.
Beautiful man. A mensch.
He used to put us on his lap and he would say,
one on each knee.
Beautiful, identical twin daughters.
My identical twins.
Identical twin daughters.
Yeah, he'd say, ladies, don't rest on your nuts.
Go out there and make a difference
in
the world.
Do something. Be somebody. You know, that's what he would always say. And we say, Papa, you're right. So here we are. We said, you know what it's time to do? It's time to have a radio show, a program.
Yeah.
It's time.
Go on the air.
Listen, we've been doing this act together off of the airwaves.
But who's counting?
Hey, a long time. Never have we brought it to the radio airwaves. We're thrilled to be doing it. We couldn't be happier. I'm elated.
It's our debut of the broadcast on The Voice of Vashon.
And Nance.
Yeah.
The two of us. Here we are. Nance, what are you wearing today?
What am I not wearing? I have my usual jewelry, right? Because I haven't taken it off because we came in the red eye. And then I have here. Okay,
tell me about
it's
this.
A little tropical for
it's
Vashon.
It's very true. But it's, look at the sun is shining.
It's not bad. It's a little windy. We've just come in from the Virgin Islands. We'll talk about that
later. I didn't meet a single virgin there the whole time.
So you know, speak for yourself. Moomoos. I think they call them moomoos.
I think that's a beautiful
moomoo. I think it's perfect.
I want to point out that the colors are turquoise. I see a cobalt blue, a lovely chartreuse.
Yeah, you got
it. You know, it's beautiful.
I think it picks up the color on your moomoo.
Oh,
which
thank
is
you. Do you
purple,
like this?
Purple, greens, and blues. And I'm not as effusive about the color chart.
It's so lightweight. You know, that's what
I
love about it.
Is that my ring?
It flows.
That's
well,
not my
ring. It's very
it's
similar.
It's hard to tell
Don't
apart.
Worry about it. We're on the radio. Listen.
Anyway. That's
you look
what
beautiful.
We're wearing.
When your identical twin sister looks good, you know
you
look
know
good.
You. Who needs a mirror when your identical twin sister looks good?
Can I say hello
good?
To the street people out here?
Oh,
hello?
honey, we call them people on the street. I don't think you can
well, that's
say
what
that.
I said. Hello to the people on the street. If you're driving by the Voice of Vashon, this is live radio. Give us a little toot toot, you know?
There was someone who was trying to get in earlier.
Yeah, Jan. Jan wanted to say,
we
like,
owe her
good
money?
Luck, maybe? Probably.
Oh.
Probably. Hey, let's say hello to Engineer Jeff. Hello, Engineer Jeff.
Shoot.
Hello, Filson sisters.
Honey, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Good. What'd you have for lunch?
I had, that was a long time ago. I had a baked potato.
Oh, okay.
Let
a baked
starch.
Potato.
Would you put anything on that?
I put some butter and some salt on it.
Oh, my. That's
very
a very dull lunch.
Yeah,
right?
It was, you know, it
nothing
was no
green.
Big deal. I was, just mailed it in
did
today.
Did you bake it in the oven or did you microwave it?
Good question.
I believe I baked it.
You believe
that
but you can't
some
say
time.
For certain.
You know what? That takes a commitment with a potato.
Actually, Cindy baked it.
Oh, I see.
Cindy baked it.
Oh, good
it.
For you.
Story
you got
of
a Cindy.
Your life, huh?
Yeah, yep,
who
yep.
Who is this Cindy?
How I would love a Cindy. Can I tell you this? How I would love a Cindy.
Now how I would love
says,
a baked potato.
Hey, here's a baked potato. I already put butter and salt on it for you. I don't even have to ask. How'd you prepare it? It doesn't matter.
You wouldn't
I
have
trust
to ask.
Cindy.
She baked it because I'm feeling under the weather this
oh,
week.
You are,
oh,
honey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Got a little
what,
cold.
You got a little sniffle?
A little sniffle.
I wish you would have told me that
I'd
earlier.
I brought you some nut broth. We'll bring it. We'll bring it next time. Well, thank you for being here, Engineer
Jeff. Oh, my pleasure.
Jeff.
My pleasure.
What are we sipping today,
what
sister?
What are we sipping today? Oh, my God. We have a beautiful bottle here from Palouse Winery.
Beloved sponsor, the Palouse Winery, right here on Vashon Island. What have they sent for
it's
us?
It's a 2003 from the Deneen Vineyard, and it says, oh, Syrah.
Ah,
that
Syrah.
That is so clever.
That's very cute.
Gay Syrah, Syrah. I said gay Syrah.
Gay Syrah.
Because that's how I'm going to try it.
You're going to feel delighted.
Yeah, let's see. I wish I had.
Pop it open.
Oh, yeah. I just had some dental work, too, so I don't know how. Okay.
Okay.
No? Okay, here
come
we
on.
Go.
You got it. You got
have
it. Here we
to
go.
Pour this in? Here we go. You know, I think showing up for work drunk is an entirely different thing than actually drinking at work.
Oh, it's a very different thing. Mm. It's a level of degree.
You know, that's delicious.
Is it?
It's not too oaky because I can't stand that.
When it's too oaky, I say, give me a break. Mm. I don't want to be in the forest. Give me a sip of this, will you?
It's very light.
Okay. Let's see.
It's probably lovely after four glasses.
Oh, I like that. It's easy drinking.
This is red, by the way. Is there a white Syrah?
We usually drink a white Syrah. I don't know. I'll have to call the Kirkishes.
They make wonderful rugs
from the Palouse.
Kirkish people.
Oh, they do too. I'm talking about Linda and George Kirkish from the Palouse Winery.
Oh, here on Vashon Island.
Thank you, Linda and George, for the lovely bottle.
For the Syrah.
Yeah, delicious, delicious. Unfortunately, our regular sponsor, Spanx, could not be with us tonight.
Because of the spandex crisis.
Well, it's a mess. But the good news is we just got back. You mentioned the red eye.
Yeah.
Just got back into town.
Our regular sponsor, Boar's Head.
We just went to the Cold Cut Mixer.
It was fantastic. It was in the Virgin Islands.
It was beautiful.
Balmy there.
Listen, the spread was gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And I loved, and tell me if you agree, the Chipotle turkey breast I thought was very inventive.
You know, I don't like to mix.
Well, fine.
I mean, the mixer, sure. I like to mix with those people.
But you want to keep it simple. Pastrami.
Yeah. Roast beef. Keep the pigs in the pig family. I don't know.
Keep it simple. Good for you.
We love them as a sponsor. What am I saying? I forget I'm on air sometimes. We thank you to the Palouse Winery, to Boar's Head, and to Spanx.
Thank you, Spanx.
We hope you come back to us soon. Hey, who do we have today?
Let's introduce our guest, shall we?
Come in. Well, 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 look who's here. I haven't seen you in many a year. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. If I knew you were coming, I'd bake a cake. Hut-ch-a-doo. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band. Grand band in the land. Had you dropped me a letter, I'd have hired a band and spread the welcome mat for you. Oh, I don't know where you came from, 'cause I don't know where you've been. But it really doesn't matter. Grab a chair and fill your platter and dig, dig, dig right in. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake, hired a band. Goodness sake, if I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake. Hut-ch-a-doo.
Broke my new hip. I love that song.
Hey, our guest today.
Who is our guest today, Ian?
A baker of cakes. It's Adam Cohn. Hello, honey.
Welcome.
Well, hello, ladies. Wow, what a special thing to be here.
Oh, you're so sweet.
He's looking right at me when he said that.
Did you hear how deep his voice is? It's a voice for radio. That was so good.
Oh, I was looking at him, not listening.
Oh.
You know me.
I never listen.
I'm more in the visual. I like to, in fact, In fact, let's say his name again.
Adam Cohn. Adam, you're an identical twin, yes?
Yeah, your brother Aaron.
Aaron Cohn, yeah. Aaron, we are identical twins.
Cohn. And you work very closely together.
We have for many years.
You probably have the same problem of people telling you apart, like Ann and I.
Well, like all of our first generation test tube babies, you know, we, you know, like yourselves, we are identical, and it's a lot to,
it's a lot
but
to
it's a lot of fun too. You know, it just depends on, you know, how you take
it. Is it trouble on the set when you're making your films? Everybody, let me catch
the
everybody.
Cohn
the Coen brothers.
Brothers
films. Beautiful films.
Absolutely.
Well, that's
Raising Arizona, Fargo.
Well, those are great. But ladies, it was
the Garfield movie.
Those are good.
No, not,
those are good. But you know, those, that was a big misnomer. We are popularly known in the adult film scene, but but we often get included the other ones.
Cohn,
the others,
right?
Those Cohns,
C O N E, right? Right.
Those.
Oh,
Cohns.
I know your work.
I think we should
work.
Probably just throw away all these notes.
It's very disappointing, but that's okay.
But we also know that you are a restaurateur as well. Do we have this part right?
You absolutely.
I mean,
have
the
this
Googles
part right.
anymore.
You
I
own
can't
and
tell.
You own a new topless bar.
A new tapas bar?
Or, do, or is sorry. It topless?
A topless. It I
wasn't Cohns. Sure because I often
well,
see
we have
without
both.
A shirt on.
It is true. I you know, I don't really like to wear shirts. But
I've noticed.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Sweet
no.
that you
well,
wore
thank
one
you very
for
much.
Today,
it's generous.
Though.
Yeah, I'm wearing one now for, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, in case our listeners are curious about
exactly.
that.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of cold in here.
So tell us about your restaurant.
Well, our restaurant, you know, my wife and I, Megan, we have a restaurant out in Vashon Island.
I knew
you guys know
it.
Megan? Yes.
You know what? I always said she is absolutely lovely, but we've
she's
never met
so
his
lovely.
Wife.
Yeah. Well, it turns out she's the wife.
She is the wife.
I love when that happens. Mm. I love when that happens.
It's rare.
Yes, the cute lady on your arm is your wife.
Wow.
Well, she
beautiful.
Sure loves you guys and always like makes a point of trying to get you any of your
She has wonderful
events.
Taste, Adam Cohn.
She is, well, in men and women, as it turns out.
In it's identical wonderful. Twins.
Yeah. Identical twins.
Absolutely.
Okay, tell
so
us about your restaurant.
A beautiful wife.
Well, we're out here on Vashon Island, as you guys say. And, you know, it's a bakery and cafe. My wife is the chef, and I am the baker. Yes.
And so. She's the chef.
Who's the candlestick
Listen.
Maker?
Exactly. That's good. But,
Very
you know.
Funny, Nance. That was so cute.
It's we're located in the lovely Chevron gas station complex at the edge of town.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What is the name of your restaurant?
It's called the Snapdragon.
Now
is this
Dragon.
The place that people call Snappy D?
Snappy D, absolutely. Right.
I've heard of it. People say, oh, everything's so delicious. That's what they say.
Some people do. It's really nice.
Well, people who like vegetarian food.
Yeah.
I'm very
but
fond
you know what?
Of it.
I hear vegetarian food. I think, oh, it's going to be sprouts. Oh, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a lot of quinoa.
I'm
but I don't
like
find
those
that's
protein
the case,
shakes.
You know?
You know?
Right. Oh, a protein shake.
Kale this and kale that.
Right.
Please.
Sure.
You're killing
Listen.
Me over here.
It's a little bit different over at our place.
It is.
You
Tell
know?
Us about it.
Well, you know, I think, you know, my wife lived for many years in questionable areas of Los Angeles. And so, you know, there's a lot of unusual and delicious Latin items, you know, Middle Eastern food.
Like a stuffed soapy
totally.
Kind of thing.
And pupusas. And, Middle Eastern pizza.
I don't
Well, you
know. Maybe it's a delay.
Okay. Pupusas.
Also, I should add, she's from Chicago, so that really ramps it up.
Chicago to L.A. to Vashon.
Right. Puerto Rican, Polish,
Latin. Wow. La la.
She sounds like a spicy
All that,
meatball.
You know.
She's like, that's a spicy meatball.
What do you
a vegetarian meatball.
Exactly. I'm from Kenmore, so I'm not as exotic.
Okay.
But,
Of the Kenmore air.
Of the Kenmore air.
The Kenmore vacuum cleaner clan.
Well, I think Kenmore Premix probably sums it up. The cement factory at the north end.
Yeah. We're all famous in our own way, don't you think?
Oh, I found that to
be
true.
I hope so.
I found that to be true.
I mean, especially us.
You guys especially.
Especially the famous Filson sisters. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Filbert fortune is really something to be noted.
Oh, well. Thank you. You're sweet to say that. You know, not everybody would agree. We just a few months ago had the meeting for the Nut Association. And I'm going to tell you. Yeah.
Well, this is controversial.
The Piccianis, the pistachio family.
Pistachio, as you know.
They are so uppity. You know, they think, oh, a nut is so fancy. Oh, a nut is so fancy.
You know, I find the color very off-putting, though.
So you've got a fancy nut. I think that all the nuts bring something, and you'll notice. Have you noticed this?
They're never, ever in a mixed nut can.
Never is a pistachio.
There's never a pistachio.
No. Ever once.
No.
And that is because of a legal ruling in 1943 that stands today. And I think it's ridiculous. And if you're listening, Pizziani family, I think it's time to join the modern world. There's nothing wrong with mixing.
There's nothing wrong with mixing.
Your wife is a Puerto Rican, Chicagoan
Polish. Well, she's Irish American. She's Irish, Irish Chicago for sure.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and you seem to get along. Does she like butter?
She loves butter as much as I do. Probably more.
Tell us about use of butter in the kitchen.
Well, you know, the Snapdragon probably goes through about 125 pounds of butter weekly.
Holy
my
cow!
I know that's they come in
there
three.
Goes my heart.
I know they come in giant blocks, and we
Ooh-wee. And you just use it liberally.
We hack away at it and make everything from scones to pies.
I'll bet you use a lot of nuts in there.
We use a lot.
What kind of nuts do you like to handle at work, Adam?
Well, they call them hazelnuts, but you know, that's right.
You like to use a filbert.
I like to handle my own.
I'm glad. Yeah. And that's professionally speaking.
Thank
How
you,
about
Jeff.
In your leisure time at home, what kind of nuts do you prefer?
Absolutely my own. But yeah, that's okay. For sure.
Okay. Next topic on that.
Excellent.
Oh, the new bar. You said you were you weren't sure if it was a topless or topless.
I wasn't sure at all.
We were asking about you around town at the Sean after we arrived, and they said he rarely wears a shirt.
They said topless Adam? Do you mean topless Adam?
And you mean topless. So we say you got a new bar. And then I said, for God's sake, it's got to be tapas, not topless.
Do you make tapas?
You know, we make a lot of small plates, but I don't know if we really have done tapas. No.
Okay. Let's do
we
that.
Definitely do topless.
I love tapas.
Yeah. You do.
Yeah.
You
I like
do.
Tapas too, but yeah.
I don't see Boar's Head going over well, though.
Probably not.
Well,
maybe
it's
it feels a little uppity.
Restaurant.
Maybe little plates. Oh. When the bar opens up, there's going to be some little things, you know?
Yeah, some little things.
Yeah,
what is not open yet?
Banitsa, like a Bulgarian sort of a stuffed kind of pastry with feta cheese.
Sounds delicious.
Oh, it's going to open soon, pretty soon.
Very. And what's it called?
It's called Home Sweet Home.
Home Sweet Home.
That's so cute. Love that.
And it's also at the Chevron.
It's at the lovely Chevron gas station complex.
Great.
You can't miss it.
You really can't.
Well, I got a sneak peek of it the other day, the new bar, and I got to tell you something. It's so cozy.
Is it?
It's so warm and inviting. You just want to put up your feet and stay for a while.
I think she did.
I think
Do you remember
you know,
she was the one you had to kick out?
I like it when I come in and find people asleep in there or, you know, in any way.
This is going to sound really shallow, but what are you wearing today, Adam?
Well you know, I'm wearing a pair of pants that I've worn for about 8 days and in an old button-up shirt.
They're standing up on their own.
They're standing up on their own. Because, you know,
it makes it easy for you.
It does. Well, the dogs generally lick my pants every day because they're covered in sugar.
Butter.
Butter and
it's
sugar.
All that
yeah.
butter. Right. What are your hours, by the way? And not, you know, bakers work really hard, right?
Bakers,
don't they get up before the rest of us?
Bakers work really hard, and they do get up before the rest of us. I get to work around 4:35.
God,
and
oh
then,
Eastern Standard Time.
And then I leave. If I can get out of there, hopefully by around 2. That sounds good.
Okay, and then what? Usually you take later. A nap, a disco nap, and then you're back at it.
Oh, that's hard. Naps are rough. Unless you know, I like naps with others, but not by myself with the dog.
When do you see your wife,
hi, sweetie? Look
at see her,
Megan, who we thought was your former lover.
Exactly,
now,
and she was my former lover.
And now she's your wife.
Yes, exactly.
A lot.
We see each other. Well, we get to see each other off and on all day, crazy style. You know, in and out. You know, we. And then,
that on air.
Oh my. And then, and then we get to, then we have the evenings.
Yeah. You have your evenings together.
We do.
That's
we have
wonderful.
We have a ridiculous animal family and live down by the other gas station, Mom's Deli. As
you live by Mom's.
It's
you
easy
work
for
at Chevron.
You to find that way.
We're easy to find.
Where do you like to eat out on Vachon when you're not, you know, melting all that butter for everybody at the Snapdragon?
That's such a good question. Where do I like to eat out on Vachon?
I just thought of it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I really think that it's fun to eat at Zombies down the way, formerly Zoomies.
Very
in fact,
good.
I've seen you there before.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. And your tribe. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure. And also, you know, the little the little bar off the side at the Rock Island Pizza. That's a fun place to disappear.
Now, that's a secret treasure.
That's a secret
have you
treasure.
Been, you've been everywhere, apparently.
Well,
what
listen.
Have you been doing?
I go out a lot.
You know what?
When I'm here,
it
on
actually
the
wasn't her. It was me, and that's the thing with being an identical twin.
It is.
Was it you? Was it
that's
me?
The crazy
yeah.
thing.
You don't know.
You know.
Yeah,
you
Chuck
know.
And Carol down at the Rock. That's a pretty nice place.
I like those two.
It's not bad. There's a lot of kids there, though.
Well,
I think that's a little.
You gotta
for
go
me.
Later at night, and you go back to the mall. You know.
Well, that's where you go to the bar because
I mean,
go in
the
there.
Filson sisters love children, and we don't have any because why would we? But I love other people's kids.
I do too. Not that much though. But I'll tell you what I do love. Carol, she and I love to. Chit chat about makeup and fashion and style.
Yes.
She's got great hair.
Yes.
She's got
yes.
great taste. Her
she
makeup
really does.
And you know what?
Just really
so
does.
Her hair, it doesn't even look like a wig.
Well, I said to her, is it a Delta Burke?
I said it's an Ava Gabor.
Well, that's what
it's
I thought
be.
Too. But I don't know for sure. She didn't. She
know.
Smiled and she didn't answer. So some people don't like to tell. That's
speaking
fine.
She's amazing. Yeah. And she says it like it is.
Doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I respect about her.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and her husband too. Once I called them, I was here. This was many years ago. I said, oh, you're closed on Sundays. You don't want to open up this Sunday for something. And he said, you know what he said to me? Everybody needs a day off. And I said, you know,
oh,
women are right. You're right.
Absolutely.
He's not wrong.
We have a couple of beach houses here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a little known fact because we like to rest when we get to Vashon.
You work so hard, like a baker. Like a baker, but not the same hours.
Especially with Boar's Head. We've been all over the place.
Well, as a spokesperson, you know, you never rest.
We have our nightclubs all over the Czech Republic and in Germany. The Nut House, you probably heard of them.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook at the Nut House.
Yes, right now, doing a long run away from the Nut House and just hanging out on Vashon Island.
Resting.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty restful.
So we eat out a lot.
It's nice. Yeah. It's bucolic. Do they say that? Bucolic. I don't even know what that means. It seems right.
I don't know.
Pastoral. I'm not sure.
Okay, so you like
zombies. Good for you. Right. Hey, how about that new restaurant just opened just down the way? Gravy.
It's so beautiful inside.
It's beautiful.
You've been.
Well, I poked my head in the back. I said, if you guys need anything, give us a holler. And
that's so congenial.
They couldn't be nicer, and that, you know, and they painted it this beautiful blue that you would think wouldn't work, and it totally works. And
Are you at odds with being a vegetarianio restaurant and having the gravy down the road at all? Do you have any political issues with that?
Do you ever want to fight with people when they want to eat meat? Do you ever feel very angry?
No, I don't. I don't even care. In fact, I'm apolitical. Who cares?
You don't even care. Good for you.
So you're not uncomfortable with that Boar's Head is a large sponsor of ours?
No, I think that's probably irrelevant and makes a lot of sense.
He's probably more uncomfortable that I've had four glasses of this gay Syrah at this
point.
That
Syrah is lovely.
it's so
Syrah.
Drinkable. And,
I would share it with you, but you're drinking water.
I understand. I'm drinking water. It's true.
When you finish your water,
besides, it's for me. Anyway, where are we now?
What's in the news today?
Oh. Here we go.
What's in the news today?
What's in the news? What's the news? What's the news?
Honey, you've been reading the news. You always follow the news. Tell me what's going on.
I see the beachcombers in front of me, and this is what's happening. I wanted to talk about the thousands upon thousands of millions of jellyfish.
Oh,
right? Have you seen? I wish our listeners could see the picture.
No, because Javier called me. He said, you're going to die.
They've all washed up
on
the Florida beaches. Yeah. I mean, millions of jellyfish.
I haven't heard about it, no.
Nobody knows why.
There's not enough urine on the planet to get rid of that stain. I'm not going down there.
That is not a place for sunbathing right now.
No,
I don't understand it.
And
it,
you should not go there, Adam Cohn, with your shirt off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, but that's yesterday's news, although it's currently happening. But you know what we want to talk about?
Oh.
Yeah. Miss Duke.
Patty Duke.
Yeah. Talk to us about Patty Duke,
we had so many... so many great memories with. She was a wonderful actor and a wonderful human being. She did a lot of good in this world, and we're going to miss her, and that's the truth. Here's the thing I want to say and get it out in the open, because we did have some legal troubles, but they were Patty Duke adjacent, and that's the truth. Listen, Patty Duke was one of the early shows that took the identical concept, and instead of using identical twin sisters, they cast one actress.
Yeah.
And we said,
this was a problem for us back
come
then.
On. You know, there's only so many roles for identical twins.
Right?
You
Absolutely.
Know, why do you give yourself all the trouble with all the splicing? And nowadays they got to do the green screen.
Let's face it. We didn't have to work because we were born pretty rich.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll die rich too.
Well,
let's face it.
God willing.
Well, it's a lot of nuts out there.
Yeah.
But with Patty Duke,
You know, she needed the job. And I never held it against her, to be honest. But it was the production team of the Patty Duke show. I said, you're going to make a vehicle for Patty Duke? Don't do the identical thing. But then again,
it's a lot of work.
We always did say, and did we not? Tell me if this is true. We always said, if we couldn't be identical twins, we'd love to be identical cousins.
Yeah, with her?
With you, Nance.
Well, sure. Anytime. I wanted to actually talk about, oh, brother, where art thou? But now that I find out, it's a completely different. Whoops, there we go. Sorry,
oh, that's your
that.
Alarm to take your thyroid pill.
I got it. Okay, just a minute here.
Take it.
I'm going to take double today. I'm super sleepy.
Take
a little bit. I don't
actually
even
one.
Have a little bit more of this Syrah.
You got to balance it out. You got to balance it out.
Oh, we were talking about technology earlier when we were off the air because our intrepid host here, Jeff, knew how to
our
run
engineer.
The phones.
He knows everything, the ins and the outs. And he's so fast at it, I thought, this guy on cocaine, he's doing it at a lightning speed.
It was amazing, yeah. Actually. Thank God we didn't bring him a flip phone. So we wanted to ask you, Adam.
Yes.
Because you seem very, very connected on Vashon Island. Who did you talk to on the phone last?
Who did I talk to on the phone last?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good question. I think I talked to my mom on the phone last.
Oh!
I know.
Oh!
And she doesn't even live here.
Yeah. What's your mom's name?
Her name's Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Cheryl? Is it Cheryl Cohn?
It's Cheryl Pittenger. She's she's not married.
Oh, she's not in the pornography business, apparently.
No, she's not.
She's not that Cheryl right, Cohn. Right.
Although she lives well off of it, yeah.
Cheryl with a C is Cheryl with an S.
Cheryl with a C.
Good
Cheryl Ann.
Her. Good Cheryl Ann. Elegant. Where does she live? Kenmore?
She doesn't live in Kenmore. She lives in outside of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Oh, my.
Oh, with the silent X.
Kind of in the Midwest. With the silent X. Yeah, absolutely. Mm.
Sioux Falls.
She must be very proud of you, Adam Cohn.
You know,
I mean
I
that you have that
at times. Yeah, yeah. She can be.
Did she teach you how to bake?
My grandmother did.
Oh,
yeah.
What's your grandmother's
that was her
name?
Her name is Norma. Yeah.
Norma.
She lives there too. So yeah.
Sioux Falls. Norma and Cheryl.
Norma and Cheryl.
So you can do a conference call. It's with Norma and Cheryl.
I could do that.
That's
yeah.
Very
yes.
Convenient.
Do you ever call Norma and say Norma, Grandma, Grandma Norm? Do you call her that?
I call her. Well, she gets called. Her name is
Storm and Norma.
Graham. Graham is her name.
Do you ever call her and say Graham? My pie crust is not as tender. What do I do?
Mostly I ask her about how's the rhubarb back there? Or what's going on?
And, is it ready?
You know, it's still kind of cold back there.
It's early.
Yeah.
It's early
yet. Early.
Well, thank God we're not there.
It's freezing.
Freezing my buns off.
No, thank you. We never tour the cold states during the cold months. Never, 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 never.
That's a good rule.
Adam, do you have your phone with you?
You know, I do not.
Okay.
No.
Well, all right. We wanted to read your last
text.
You go. Now you're off the hook.
Below 5 minutes.
Boy.
Grace. The whole autocorrect is my worst enemy.
I'll tell you.
My favorite thing.
Is your mother, your grandmother, they're in good health?
They are in good health. Yeah. They got their fighting pants on.
How do they feel about you opening up a bar? I mean, there's the whole pornography thing. That's
sure.
Neither
sure.
Here
well,
nor
you
there,
know, but I think that they, you know, as long as it's done with some kind of element of fun and lightheartedness. I mean, they're down with it.
It's
sure.
Not a very serious kind of bar. It's,
I don't.
It's
think so.
Light. It's fun.
I can't wait to go. Apparently, you've been there several times, even before they open.
I like to be on the. I like to be on the inside. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've known that about
you
guys.
Put your hand out now. Close your eyes.
Close your eyes. Okay.
We're gonna do this thing.
Here we go.
It's called "Who's Touching You Now."
We're identical twin sisters. Okay.
Adam Cohn, who is touching you?
I believe it. I believe it was Nancy. But
you're right.
It's
she
hard
was.
To tell. Right?
I was too.
Your hands are so warm.
I just.
I thought
maybe
your hands would be greasier,
yeah,
but they weren't
a lot
very
of fun
greasy at all. I thought that was just fine.
That was nice.
We should talk more about food?
Yes, yes, yes. This is for our segment, Talking About Food.
From the snow-capped mountains to the coral shores, you're the only one my heart adores. You've only got three competitors, tacos, enchiladas, and beans. From the Mississippi to the Amazon, there's not much we don't agree upon. Wish we could get together on tacos, enchiladas, and beans. Love 'em, dozens of 'em, I consume them by the score. And when I'm through, what do? I stamp and holler for more. You can have the fourth position on my list. Must admit your kisses would be missed. But how in the world could I exist without tacos, enchiladas, and beans? Tacos. love 'em, dozens of 'em. I consume them by the score. And when I'm through, what do? I stamp and holler for more. You can have the fourth position on my list. Must admit your kisses would be missed. But how in the world could I exist without tacos, enchiladas and beans? They make me kind of sick, but I love them.
Well, hello, hello, hey. Hello. If you're just now joining us, this is still the broadcast.
On the Voice of Vashon. This is a segment called What Are We Eating?
And that was a song called Tacos, Enchiladas, and Beans, in homage to your Latina wife, yeah. Megan.
So while we're talking about lunch, what did you have for lunch?
I didn't have lunch. I wish I did. Oh, I had a bite of a chocolate bar and about five Americanos.
Oh, my God.
I guess that's kind of a lunch, isn't it?
It's a liquid lunch.
Yeah.
Liquid lunch. Yeah. Cacao. That's cacao. You're cacao. Thinking of cacao.
Well, I think it has the cacao that he had has a sort of cocaine-like property, though, after that.
Nance, what'd you have for lunch?
Oh, God. All I can think about is a baked potato at this point.
Yeah, it does sound good. Yeah,
sorry about that.
What'd you do?
You know what I had? I had a panini.
You had a panini?
I had a panini.
So greasy.
It was a mess. You know why? And I know, it is greasy. It was in my handbag.
Yes.
I was so
it's
hungry.
A terrible place.
I kept just sort of carrying
you
it
just
around.
Brought it with you because you had a busy day.
Well, you know, everybody out here with the protein shakes or the smoothies.
Honey.
Their chia seeds, which are like little miniature pets.
Little chia
tiny
pets.
Chia pets.
I think they do sprout in your belly. And that's
I mean,
sprouts
I
good
hope
for you, but
that's kale juice people are carrying around
sister,
out here.
Sister.
You learned your lesson.
You learned your lesson. No more paninis
in the
pocketbook.
It fell apart. Like
listen,
a cheap
people,
cheese sandwich
and
in my
knows
handbag.
This. Get yourself a sack. Stuff it with a handful of nuts. Whatever you like. Almonds, fine. Walnuts.
Of course.
I'd rather not, but if you need to.
So protein
handful
rich.
Of nuts. Take that sack with you. Everywhere you go, you got your nut sack.
Everywhere you go, you have your nut sack
you're
right
feeling
there.
You're unsteady. Reach
down. You reach down for your nut
peckish.
Sack.
Peckish. You got your nut sack. Grab your nut sack. Everywhere you go, you're going to be
you
fine.
You know you're going to feel better the minute you grab that nut sack.
Would you like to have had your nut sack along with you when you had that chocolate bar? Because you could have had a couple nuts in there, get a little protein in.
You know, that's a really good point. Yeah, I'll consider that next time
it's
for sure.
It's a clean source of energy.
Panini, that's Italian for sandwich, isn't it?
Oh, well, you know, because on Vashon.
Yes.
Oh, my
well,
God.
It's an Italian.
Panini.
It's amazing panini. Out here. How, you know.
The heritage.
That's the word
like
I was
a little
looking
Italy.
For.
It's like a little Italy.
You got so many pizza joints out here.
Every block.
Clearly,
Vashon
was settled by the Italian immigrants.
Well, that's
it
what
is
it looks
amazing.
Like to me.
One of the things I really love about the island is its ethnic diversity.
Yes.
I just enjoyed all the different kinds of people right. and varieties. And,
yep.
and the, yeah.
You've got the little Italy here in
I
town.
Think you,
Itchville over in
you
the
would, you
south.
You would know that. Immediately by going to that amazing event that happens every first Friday, Farioki.
Oh, yeah, you'll see a lot of diversity. We hosted it every now and then.
Where do you guys have it at?
Well, it's right at the Vashon Eagles Club. And it happens there. We're not the regular hosts. Those two cutie patooties.
Oh, my God.
They're
adorable.
Washington State Fairies.
Very, very, very good looking.
Yeah.
Those ladies
pretty
are. Yes.
Oh,
too.
They're so cute.
I haven't met them in
I've
person.
Never met them in person. We've talked on the phone. I follow them
I
on Instagram and Facebook
fantastic.
And Twitter. So cute. Sometimes they have to go. Last month, was it the month or the 3-4 months ago? The Uncle Chet Smoker had a hip thing. They had to go. They
always
had to go visit.
Late him, Chet
so
Smoker.
We stepped in. We said, we'll fly right in. We don't mind. We love Vashon Island. We've got a beach house.
We love Vashon Island. We love karaoke. And we love the Washington State Ferries.
Yeah. That karaoke scene, though. I love karaoke.
God, they're brilliant.
I love to do it in Japan with the businessmen because I think it's so
karaoke.
Cute to watch them. Cut loose and, you know, they take off their ties and they just loosen up, which is so fun and refreshing. And I love a small town karaoke scene because you get a lot of a mix. You get the old, you get the young, you get the redneck, you get the lesbians. You have
everybody,
them all together.
Right.
You get the redneck lesbians, which is my favorite combination.
It's one thing I only see that on Vashon Island. It's not everywhere.
There's a lot of Subarus out here, so you must get a lot of snow.
Well,
it's an anomaly for sure. Absolutely.
I made myself laugh. You are a nut. Honey, you're
all
a nut.
All this talk about food has made me hungry.
Yeah.
I know.
I could use something. I could use a bite.
I'm feeling a little peckish.
Did
and
you
I don't
bring us anything
sack.
From the Snappy D?
Well, you know what, ladies? I do have a surprise.
Oh my.
I was thinking yesterday that what would be a fun thing to share with these ladies. I mean, they're coming all the way from Florida and everything. And I made an apple
no
blackberry pie.
Oh, honey.
With vanilla ice cream on the side. I know. They sell ice cream at the gas station, so I said, let's just go for it.
Of course,
how convenient!
It's Bichon. You have
to. The Chevron is really convenient.
Yeah, they have all you need. Knives,
when you run out of ingredients cigars, at the restaurant, do you run to the
I
Chevron
go straight
to
there.
See what they
it's
have.
Not just yeah that and quarters and dimes and dollar bills, everything.
Dude, you know, speaking of gas stations and nuts, because you are one. Boston baked beans. Discuss that. What is in a Boston baked bean?
Okay, it's a peanut, which, let's be honest,
it's a peanut, which is a nut.
Peanut's not a nut.
It's a fruit.
It's a legume.
It's
I
a
believe.
Legume.
I believe. Somebody could wiki it. Legumes. You can write to us. Know. Write
Boston.
To us at
www.thefamousphilsonsisters.com. Yeah,
no, we don't have that. But
no,
we do
that's
have
what it's going to be. Go
Nancy
ahead.
At thefamousphilsonsisters.com.
Oh, yeah,
I think
fine.
We have that. I can't be certain.
I don't know.
Somebody
I can never
send us
remember.
An email. Then
here's
we'll
the thing
out.
I don't write myself. All right.
No, well, you have Jeff for that. Huh. Not this Jeff. Sorry. She has a personal assistant named Jeff. Mine's
it's
named Steve.
Spelled G-E-O-F-F.
That's
it's
a
so
fancy way. It's a very fancy way to
that
write
that is
the
fancy
name.
Spelling.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes
it is.
They call him Jefe. He does not appreciate that.
He's very uptight, but that's what you want in a personal assistant because it means he's going to get it done.
He gets it done.
No chit-chat.
Reservations. That's the thing.
That's what we like to
that's
make.
That's what we like to make. Let's, if you want to know what we like to cook,
yeah. Not
I mean,
much.
We love to eat.
We love
to
make eat.
Reservations.
Well, yeah. And we love to have people cook for us. We have here at the beach houses on the island, we each have our own chef on retainer. We call up and we say, hey, we're coming into town. Get something going. What's fresh? You know, what's fresh?
I mean, we live in Florida. You know, sometimes of the year, there's a lot of fresh fruit there. Mm. You can't find any quinoa there. And
no
we appreciate that here. You got a lot of grains here on this island.
Right. I like quinoa a lot. It's really delicious.
Quinoa. Is that how it's pronounced?
In Chicago, it's called quinoa. Yeah.
Quinoa.
Enough
that's
about
adorable.
This whole food. I'm getting
let's
hungry.
Eat this pie
I'm looking
for
at a
Christ
pie
sake.
Behind you. Do we have time to eat a pie?
Let's eat
I
a pie.
Hope we do.
Do we have
let's
a song, a pie eating song?
Pie, let's eat a pie.
Let's eat a pie. I'm so goddamn hungry I could eat a pie.
It's pie time for pie.
Well, I'm going to go cut us a couple of slices. Right?
In the meantime, I see that we have another guest here.
Oh,
why don't
do
we talk to her while he's cutting our pie, so to speak?
Come on over, cutie.
Who is this?
Who is this cutie? I didn't even realize it.
I already know her name. Let's wait. Her name is Sarah Alexander.
Look at Sarah Alexander. She's glittering. She's
and
sparkling.
She's someone who lives here on Vashon.
Are you an islander?
Are you a redneck lesbian?
No.
All right.
Welcome.
What are
thank
you? You're the other.
She's got a good voice, too.
You're a mother. Probably a mother, right?
Hello.
Husky. I like that.
Uh-oh.
I like that.
We've
like
got competition.
Yeah. Kathleen Turner. Like Kathleen Turner,
no.
Who I love.
Oh.
Kathleen Turner.
She's hey, I brought she's you one of ladies my favorites. Some of these headbands to wear.
What are these beautiful
but I don't know
things?
If they'll fit
what's
over your amazing
here?
Hair.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, honey. Yeah, she's sweet. What you got here for us?
Well, so I'm here to promote the co-op's Hush Hush Club.
The co-op.
Night at the Speakeasy, which is this Saturday night.
Is this the preschool
this is
so
the
beloved?
Cooperative preschool here on Vashon.
According to my paperwork here, this is for the Vashon Mori Cooperative Preschool. This is their Hush Hush auction. It's
their
celebratory, also money-making Ponzi scheme thing that they do every year.
Yes.
This Saturday night, correct?
This
April
Saturday night.
And they call it
6 o'clock.
Party of the Year.
That's what I've always
they don't call
heard.
It that
hush,
for any old
hush,
reason.
Hush, hush. Hush, hush. It's a speakeasy.
Yes, it hush. Is. It's going to be a fantastic party and a great way to raise money for the kids. It's how we support wonderful. All of our kids and the with their art supplies and the wood chips under the swing
wood
so they
chips.
Don't fall and break their heads.
I think that's
and
very modern.
All
very
of our
modern.
Financial aid and scholarships. So
you
it's
do
very
offer
important.
Scholarships at your sweet little school.
We do. We offer lots of great scholarships. And we also have an online auction going on currently.
How
and
can
we're
we
about
find 50, out that?
We're oh. at 50% of our goal, which is great, but we still have a week left.
I'm
oh
going to call
so we'd like
the
to promote
Jeff, my
that.
Personal assistant.
Tell him to get on there.
That,
yeah. What are some things that the gals like us might enjoy on you?
Well,
your auction
I thought
online.
You might be really interested in this one item called the poker and pipes on the patio with Paco and
oh.
Pink Tractor Catering. Dave from Pink Tractor will be there
oh,
doing
are you
the
talking
food.
About Muscle
but now
Dave?
Muscle Dave is also
la, la, la,
going
la,
to
la.
Provide the homegrown tobacco.
Oh my
and
God.
A
well,
nice selection of vintage
very
pipes
edgy.
To smoke it out of.
So
that's for eight you and seven of your friends.
Well,
people.
Maybe just the two of us. Maybe
yeah,
extra.
Or you two and your assistants.
With Paco and Muscle Dave.
Pink tracks, yeah.
I'd
Paco,
say that's a twosome. Yeah, and a foursome.
Yeah, that's all you need, I suppose.
That sounds, now, what if I want to buy this? What do I do?
Well, so what you need to do is go to the co-op's home, you know, web page at www.vmcp.org.
It's a lot of letters. Can we say that again? vmcp.org.
And then there will be a link there to the online auction. And there are lots of really good things this year.
Any trips?
All new. There are trips. I was trying to look some up and you called me over. So, but I do know that there's an Orcas Island getaway. There's Christmas, like a place in Chelan over Christmas.
That sounds nice.
And
Chelan is lovely.
Chelan, yeah.
I
lots of these custom headbands made by co-op moms. Those are only available online now.
1920s chic. The beautiful. Do you remember at our coming out party? It was 1922. We each wore something very similar. It had the rhinestones on mine, and you had the beautiful pearls.
That was my chastity belt she's talking about.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
Totally different.
No, you're right.
Kind of.
You're right. You're
just different places.
It's something like what you girls out here call your like a C-section scar. Back then, it was like a preemptive.
Anywho.
Anyway, party also, of the year.
Yeah, it
sounds
is.
Like a lot
Saturday
of fun.
Night.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, and there's babysitting that night at the high school. It's a fundraiser for the Riptide.
So what's the Riptide?
The Riptide is the Vashon High School's newspaper.
Oh, it's for the journalists.
Oh, yeah.
The young, you know, journalism is more important than ever. People love newspapers. So how do we get our children, were we to have any, signed up for the babysitting?
That's a good question. There's an email address that you would need to send an email to sign up, but it's basically if you go to our the Facebook page for the co-op, the information's there.
Oh, I found
it.
I found
it. Oh, good.
Right
that
on
was
your,
fast.
Like you said,
so
your
fast.
Page.
Yeah.
You send
she's
an
the
email to DEN, that's Den Hamrada, DENHAMRADA at Comcast.net. Look at this. This is a deal.
Yeah, really. This is the best
priced
babysitters.
It's $20 for the whole night.
For the whole night for one kid, and I think it's only $10 for the additional kid.
Oh, that's absolutely.
Oh, the whole night. And it's up at the high school, and they're all such great kids that are doing the babysitting.
Oh, Sarah Alexander, this sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you for telling us about it.
Oh, thanks for having us.
This is the party of the year, people.
Well, yeah, and we know this firsthand, because last year, the Bayou Bash, the co-op's party.
Oh, yeah.
And we emceed it. And boy, did we have a ball.
That was fun. It was swampalicious.
With the tiny cowboy hats. I still have one of those.
Yeah.
I had a great
Sarah
time.
Sarah Alexander, you know, we're familiar with this party of the year thing. I think we trademarked it. Because
every
year for us, once a year, we get our teeth whitened, our pap smears, our mammograms.
That's right.
We get the tires rotated on the bends.
All the
we call
day.
That the party
that's
of the
party
year.
Of
and orange, that's a party.
It's a party.
That is a party.
It's so much to ask.
We see our cardiologist. We used to see our cardiologist, Dr. Rosenbaum, until he passed away.
Maybe Dr. Rosenbaum did not pass away.
Darling, we went to his funeral, his wake, his
what
memorial.
What are you talking about? We just sang.
Remembrance.
I thought that was his retirement party.
Well, same thing,
permanent
really.
Permanent return.
I mean,
it was awkward when you wanted to jump out of the cake. No.
May you rust
the casket.
Dr. Rosenbaum, I have no idea.
Anyway, that is the party of the year. It's this Saturday night.
It is, and there's still tickets available online, brown paper tickets, or at the Vashon Bookstore.
And it's at the Space.
Yeah, and
it's,
and we're going to party like it's 1929, people.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Right.
Yeah.
I get
hush,
it. Sarah Alexander, you're darling. Thank you for coming.
Well, thanks for having me, ladies. I hope to come back often.
Oh, well, I hope you do too.
Do we have some music to send her on her way? I mean, not that we want you to leave. Or
I don't want to leave. Can I stay here all night? Sorry, Adam.
Have a seat.
Adam's pie is looking at us.
Oh, look at that pie. Adam, tell us what's going on here.
Oh, I don't think he can. He's not on a microphone.
He'll be right here.
Come on over, Adam. I've just rolled my chair right onto my muumuu. Right onto my caftan. I was stuck. I was just stuck. But I'm free now. Don't worry.
Hey, ladies. It's good to be back.
Adam, welcome back.
Wow, that party sure sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, 1929, boy.
Wow. what a year it was.
Yeah. I know you guys were there,
like
right?
Dark times, light times. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times, as Styx likes to say. The papers say these are the worst of times. Hey, speaking of the worst of times and the best of times, let's make it the best of times and eat a piece of pie.
Let's do that while we listen to some Thelonious Monk. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the nut of the night.
Nut of the night.
Sounds great. I'll go get the pie.
Thanks, honey. See, now all of a sudden we have...
Thelonious Monk. You need no words whatsoever.
It's a little jazzier than I prefer, but the pie is to die for.
Oh, my God.
Graham would be so proud.
This Norma, wherever you are in Sioux City right now, you did good.
It's tender and
you
it's
flaky.
You raised
them rights.
Thanks, ladies.
And
thanks,
she's still talking about the pie. My God.
You're a nut, sister.
This is so good. You know what, though? There's no nuts in here, but that's all right.
There's no nuts.
How would you incorporate a nut into a pie? Tell us.
Well, that's a good question. You probably...
Well, I'd take a bite.
I don't know. I mean, I know that we use them a lot in carrot cake, and we use them a lot in sticky buns. And if you put it in a pie, maybe a chocolate cream pie with the famous filberts toasted.
Yes.
I think that'd be good. Or banana cream, like the kind Marianne made on Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yes.
Those were the best, I think.
Marianne did good work on that show.
I don't know where she baked them, but yeah, I guess she did it. Maybe she put him out in the sunshine. It doesn't really matter.
Ginger knows.
Only Ginger.
And Ginger's not telling.
You guys look a little bit like Ginger. It's true. It's crazy. You guys get that all the time, don't you?
Right. Yeah, we auditioned. Little Ginger and Marianne?
We auditioned for the roles, and they said, you're too identical. You're too identical.
That's the thing. It's very confusing to the American public.
It is
they
hard.
They need a little yang, and we are too identical.
You don't see identical twins often.
Right.
Playing, sometimes you see them playing
one Haley Mills did a pretty good job, right?
Well, Haley Mills is not
one of those
identical twins.
She's
so
not.
Focus.
Another tender spot. Yeah. No. But listen, those cutie little twins, what are the names? From
the Olsen twins.
The Olsen twins, thank you.
Oh, yes.
From
Full House.
So I'm so glad you brought this up.
Because, has been exciting to
this
talk
show,
about.
You know, there's a new show. It's a reboot. It's called The Fuller House.
I heard about that.
Well, what people don't know, everybody's talking about The Fuller House. What nobody knows is this, that Full House was a reboot itself of an act that we put together. We starred in it. It was 1923, I believe. Yeah. 1923. It was called...
You don't have to be so specific
hey,
with the
sister,
dates, by the way.
How many people can fit in this house anyway? And it was... Mm-hmm. It was. We ran all summer long at the Catskills house. It was a beautiful, beautiful show. We played identical twin sisters. The family
Which
was not the Tannas.
Do?
It was... The Tannenbaums, and it was a fun show.
Oh, my God.
And that
God.
Was the inspiration.
It was a great time.
It was the inspiration. And that was the very first show with identical twin sisters played one character. And we
never knew that.
Yeah.
That was
the very first time.
I'd like you to be able to repeat that.
Twin trivia for you.
Twin trivia. You know, we should have that as a segment on our show.
But you know what is a segment on our show that we're going to go do right now?
Nut of the Night.
No, Nut of the Night. Let's do the Nut of the Night.
Come on.
Listen.
This is sometimes known as Whose Nuts Am I Holding?
And listen, here's the deal. People send us nuts to taste because they know we love nuts. And they love for us to talk about the nuts in our different venues. And now we have this venue, the broadcast.
I think we've had probably more nuts in our mouth than most people over a course of a lifetime.
I would almost guarantee it.
Absolutely.
I'd almost guarantee it.
And I'm not ashamed to say that. So,
here
what do we got tonight?
Willis from Tukwila. He sent us these nuts. Look at this package. He sent the package. He gift wrapped it so beautifully. Didn't he do a beautiful job?
Yeah, plastic.
They're called Uncle Bud's Garlic Deep Fried Peanuts. It says right here, so good you can eat them, shell and all. And these are made.
Wow.
These are made in a place called Saudi Daisy. Saudi Daisy.
Saudi Arabia.
Tennessee. Saudi. Yeah. So I'm going to open this bag up. I know there are people who love the sound of crinkling paper. That's
of nuts
a thing.
Being opened up.
So I'm going to open up this package. Oh my gosh.
Myself.
She's revealing them.
Okay, so you're supposed to eat
these
the shell.
These will be good with the pie.
I got to say, these used to give me heartburn.
Oh my goodness.
You guys
goodness.
Ever had the boiled peanuts like down in the south?
No, I never had a boiled peanut.
The whole shell and everything. Mm. Salted.
Well.
Crazy.
What do you think? I didn't think I was going to enjoy eating a peanut shell.
Are you eating the shell?
I don't know that I need this much roughage. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like it's going to cleanse me. It's going to cleanse me right out.
Handy one to engineer
Jeff. So you taste like corn nuts. I really do eat the shell?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I think that's pleasant.
Wow.
Who needs psyllium husk when you dietary clean out, you know?
Really?
Never done that before.
Metamucil.
I would say the people of Vashon should use these to clear out the pinworm problem.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of pig farms.
They should advertise that on the bag.
Yeah. I like that.
Those are good.
Thank you, Willis and Tukwila.
My flossing session is going to last a little longer.
Yeah, right.
If you'd like to send us some nuts, you can send them to Ann and Nancy Filson at the famous Filson Sisters. We have an office here on the island at 19429 Vashon Highway Southwest. That's 19429 Vashon Highway Southwest.
The zip
Vashon, Washington.
98070.
Send us your nuts
in the mail. But please pay the postage this time.
Now we're ready for a segment we call Musing on
Music. We love music.
We love it.
By the score. And when I'm through.
We can just fade that out.
No, that's great.
No, you know what we've
done?
We've asked our esteemed guest, Adam Cohn, to bring a song with him today.
Adam?
He brought us a pie, and then we say, bring us something
to
entertain
us.
Music.
Yeah.
Entertain
us,
Adam. What do you love? What'd you bring today?
What did I bring today? Well, you know, I was thinking a lot about it, and I thought, you know, I am going to bring a song that was when my wife and I were first dating and first courting each other long distance from Seattle in Los Angeles. Mm. And I'd travel down by Greyhound bus all the way.
That's
and,
love.
And when she would meet me at the station and we'd go have pizza, we would sometimes listen to this in her apartment afterwards.
Afterwards what?
Well, after
oh, you mean
a lot
after
of things,
she picked you up from
after
the station?
After she picked me up, right.
All right.
I know that one by Engelbert Humperdinck.
Dot.
After the loving.
Engelbert.
It's by Will Oldham.
Yeah. All right, let's listen.
I send my love to you. I send my hands to you. I send my clothes to you. I send my nose to you. I send my trees to you. I send my pleas to you. Won't you send some back to me? Send your ways to me. Send your call to me. Send your days to me. Send it all to me. And when I'm high and square, when I would have you there, you will be. The moon is falling. My wounds are calling. My head is bleeding. And I'm a duck. The lake is cracking. It hears me quacking. Fuck the land. And two, if by me. Thank you. Send your ways to me. Send your call to me. Send your days to me. Send it all to me. And when I'm high and square, when I would have you there, you will be.
Oh, thank you very much. Adam, that was very intimate.
He's not a very good
singer.
Oh, sorry.
You know, it is intimate, isn't it? Whoa! Dun-dun-dun. It is an intimate song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of evenings at our house behind Mom's Deli, mm-hmm. we can be found making spaghetti and drinking Sierra Nevada with our animal family. And this is the kind of music that gets played.
It's too bad you have to listen to him because the rest of it sounds so lovely.
The song was pretty, but his voice.
You know what? Maybe we could suggest some music for Adam and his lover wife.
Yes, we have a song.
What do you think we should?
Here's a song that comes to my mind. You start work very early. You're the baker. She's the chef. Now, I suggest a song for you called Afternoon Delight by the Starlight Vocal Band.
You know it's about making croissants in the afternoon. The chocolate coins.
Make sure you get the chocolate in there nice and tight.
You have to roll it up in a nice way.
Let's listen to just a little bit of it. We don't have to listen to the whole song.
Might we suggest?
Thanks, ladies.
You're so welcome. It's got a very romantic vibe to it, as yours did.
I love this, the central message.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some afternoon delight. My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day. Is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Need to say anymore.
I think that song says it all. Hello, lovers. I hope we inspired you this afternoon.
Rubbing the sticks and stones together.
Oh, no, I'm inspired.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Will Oldman, wherever you are. We're not buying any more of your records.
Well.
That was the dirtiest song I ever heard.
I love it. The dirtiest song I ever heard that sounds like a Wonder Bread jingle. You know? But that's my favorite kind. Clean and dirty all at the same time.
Hey, Ian.
Nance, tell me.
Dear Ann and Nancy?
No.
Oh,
yet, honey.
I know.
First, we're going to make a phone call to the Chamber of Qantas. It's going to be a regular feature on our program.
Call the Chamber. When in doubt, call. I don't know. We got to come up with
call
a name
Jim.
With this. Maybe. What? Call Jim. It sounds like you got a plumbing problem, though.
Okay. Call the Chamber.
Call your Chamber. I don't know.
Chamber of Commerce on call.
Call Jim at the Chamber.
Call Jim at the Chamber.
Call Jim at the Chamber.
Cue
Wait,
music.
That just rings out.
All right. Now we'll call Jim.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown.
Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights so much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go downtown, where all the lights are bright. Downtown, waiting for you. You're gonna be all right now. Downtown, 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 downtown.
Oh, I love Petula. Petula Clark. She's a doll.
She was an identical twin sister. Tragic story.
Well, very early,
tragic.
Though. Not many
Pauline
people know that
Petunia,
story.
Pauline Petunia, may she rest in peace.
Hey, let's call Jim.
Let's call Jim.
Ring, ring.
Oh. Hello, Vashon Chamber of Commerce. This is Jim.
Hello, Jim. This is Ann and Nancy Filson.
How are you, honey?
You're now
hello,
on the
hello,
broadcast.
Who's that in the background?
Oh, that's a dog named
Sounds
Trouble.
Sounds like a real dog.
Trouble.
A dog named Trouble.
Oh, got it.
A dog named Trouble,
Jim,
yeah.
We're going to call you every month here on the broadcast, and we're going to ask you questions about this beautiful town of Vashon.
Sometimes we come to Vashon, and we have a bit of a feminine emergency, and we don't know who to call. We're going to call Jim at the Chamber of Commerce.
So, Jim, a question for you today.
Here's a question
for you. Go ahead, sis.
Jim. Where can we go to get a good pair of Spanx on the island?
A good pair of Spanx?
Uh-huh.
I would probably say if the country store has Spanx.
That's adorable. A country store.
You know why he said that? Because they carry a lot of Filsons. They are.
Yeah.
They do, probably.
The country
so
store.
He's just pandering to us right now. I have a feeling you don't know
I'm not. Or you could try Thriftway.
Okay.
Thriftway.
All right.
I said,
I'll
give you $500,
Ann,
if he says Thriftway. And he said Thriftway.
I thought he was going to say Granny's Attic, so I lose.
Granny's Panty Attic. Okay. They're support hose. Pantyhose.
Where
just
can you get
a good pair of
a regular pair of pantyhose? You know, something that'll last you
regular, like your everyday, not like you're going out.
Like regular, are there special pantyhose?
Oh, of course there are, honey.
Oh, come on. Jim, that's a hell of a question. Wait a minute.
Them.
You don't answer our questions with a question, Jim Marsh.
Oh, what a politician.
Okay.
Classic. Thanks for nothing. Goodbye, Jim.
Goodbye and good day. Talk to you next month. Goodbye, Jim.
Okay.
Wow, so helpful. Well, he's probably planning for the Strawberry Festival.
Yeah, he probably
is. All year long, I think that's what all he does.
I think it is.
Anyway.
Hey, it's time for our segment that we've all been waiting for.
Dear Ann and Nancy. What do you think of that?
Dear
like
Ann
my
and Nancy. Yeah,
I wanted to try to do an accent for Gigi. Dear Ann and Nancy.
I like it a lot. Sounds very...
It just makes me feel so funny when I talk
one more time,
like
and then we're going to do the musical
cue. When I talk in an accent, it
do
makes
it again.
Sense. Dear Ann and Nancy.
All right. Fade that music right out, Engineer Jeff. Oh, God, it's fun. Okay. We got a letter. We got a letter here.
You
can send us your letters with your questions. If you need advice, send them to
annandnancy@gmail.com.
I know, I don't think that's right. But I really do think we have.
I don't think we have an email
no,
address.
No, we do, I swear to God.
Gmail.
Try this. Nancy@thefamousfilsonsisters.com. I think we have that.
But who writes? Oh, it's just to me?
I'm Nancy.
No, you're Ann.
Oh, I'm Ann.
My God, we're so identical,
we
you
so
can't
so
even
confused.
Tell yourself.
Try Ann. Try an Ann at thefamousfilsonsisters.com. Who knows? Anyway, we got this letter, and it goes like this. Dear Ann and Nancy, I've been invited to a wedding this summer. On the invitation, it says, the couple asks that you donate cash to the honeymoon fund. I think it's rude. What do you think? Signed, Pissed off in Pittsburgh. Well, I'll tell you what I think. Well, I'll hold back. I'll reserve judgment. What do you think, sister?
I want to find out what Adam Cohn thinks about this.
What do you think, Adam?
Well, you know, it's a lot of things. It's a lot to ask for actual cash in a honeymoon fund or honey fund. I just came back from a wedding in San Diego, and the same thing happened. I think
it's a thing.
It's kind
trend.
Of a thing. It's kind of a thing. Yeah,
disgusting.
I think that a wedding gift is a special thing, and it seems like whatever your heart and whatever your thoughts are for the new couple, that should really maybe take precedent.
Right.
I'm not
like
down
that.
With I'm not down with a honey fund.
What is this thing they do on Vashon a lot?
GoFundMe. GoFundMe.
Yeah, well, GoFundMe.
Exactly.
I'll kickstart you right out.
Kickstart. There you go. There it is.
Oh, yeah.
I have an idea. How about maybe like work a little bit and figure it out yourself?
Hey, yeah. Get a job. You want to get married?
Or three jobs.
Yeah. Or three jobs. Hey, we never had to work a day in our life. And you know why? Because what we do, we love. So it's not work.
No,
well, you're also
no,
very beautiful.
Adam Cohn, you darling man.
He has great taste.
He's a flatterer, and I love it.
Is this? Are we coming to an end here? I kind of feel like we are.
Well, we got to talk about this letter because we hear Adam waiting.
I know what Adam feels, and I know how I feel about the crowdfunding and the kickstarting and the goddamn modern day begging going on out there.
Get yourself what you need.
Figure it out. And I think he's right. I think it's really special to go and find something. You can do this at Granny's Attic here on Tuesdays, Thursdays.
I'm matching pair of Spanx.
No, just. Yeah, you hear that, Jim Marsh? Anyway, to go find something special with that couple in mind.
Personal.
That's magic.
Personal.
It's intimate. Magic when you find that little item and you think,
I know.
This
it really
is,
is
them. This is Bob and Barry. This is
Jeanette and Jean.
And Jean, or who could be a man or a woman. Anyway,
it's a modern
this
time.
Is Gracie and George. I don't know.
When I go to weddings, I like to go to VIP and pick out an animal for the new grown couple and make it a big surprise.
I like to do that when I visit children for the first
bold.
Time. We bring kittens.
You know what? The children love
and tequila.
It. And it keeps them busy while we take care of whatever we need to do.
Sure. And what did you take a gift when you went to this wedding in San Diego
you know,
recently?
I did not take a gift. I think my gift was I was the officiant or the person that I married
what?
Them. So
come
wow.
on.
So he's a sperm donor too. You are amazing, Adam.
Oh,
Cohn.
I don't know about that.
Adam Cohn.
But I didn't make the cake, which is great.
Can you give us a little sampling of the ceremony?
Oh, I thought you were gonna say about the
a
other.
Little you know, it was so great. It was so
walk
ladies.
Right into
yes.
that one, man. All right.
It's a Polynesian restaurant at sunset. And one too many Mai Tais and families all gathered around. And, you know, it was really lovely. Gentle words out by the sea. It was perfect.
Did you play a Wilt Wolden song?
I didn't. I know you're like.
I think that's your gift to them.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
It's been really fun, Adam Cohn.
It's been a wonderful episode.
This was
it's been a great
Adam
afternoon.
Cohn of the famous Cohn brothers, not the ones you think of.
The other Cohns.
The
other
Cohns.
Yeah. And of the famous Snapdragon restaurant.
And home
soon
sweet
to
home.
Be open, Home Sweet Home. Mm-hmm. And the maker of amazing cakes and pies.
That pie, fantastic.
It's been a lot of fun, ladies. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming, Adam. Thank you, Engineer Jeff.
Oh, my pleasure.
We're going to see you next month, every first Monday.
It's
right
here Monday, right?
On The Voice of Vashon. You can stream it. You can tune in to 101.9 on your radio dial. I love to listen to AM radio, but I'll switch to FM if I need to, and I will.
Sure. This has been The Broadcast with Ann and Nancy Filson of
The Famous Filson Sisters.
Goodbye, Vashon.
Stay beautiful.
Oh, just keep on doing what you're doing.